Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number two, savelives.org is their website. Coming up, Brad Huber, top of the hour scoreboard update. Get ready for a lot of scores on Indiana Sports Talk.
Coach, good to be with you and Parker Webster tonight on the final weekend of the month of January. Always a fun time of year across the state of Indiana with the girls' sectionals coming up next week, February Madness. March right around the corner for the boys tournament and the college basketball tournaments, but let's get into the scores. Before getting to the high school scores, other games around the state. In the NBA today, the Pacers, they lose tonight 141-131 to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pacers have now dropped 9 out of their last 10 games. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the scores with 41 points tonight. G League basketball, the Lakeland Magic beat the Fort Wayne Mad Ants 128-121. In college basketball, Cleveland State got the best of the Purdue Fort Wayne Mastodons, 79-74. IU South Bend goes on the road and beats Kent State Tuscarawas in Philadelphia, Ohio, 61-57. ECHL hockey, Jacksonville Icemen score 2 goals in the third period to beat the Indy Fuel, 5-4. Fort Wayne Comets have no issues with the Iowa Heartlanders, 5-2. Let's get back to the high school scoreboard across the state tonight. Wapahani beat Delta, 57-49. East Central squeaks by Columbus East, 47-45. Elkhart winners over the Jimtown Jimmies, 54-32. Greenwood Christian defeating Eminent, 66-42. Evansville Christian beating Gibson Southern, 60-42. Evansville Day all over Wood Memorial, 88-55. Princeton beating Evansville Memorial, 67-56. Evansville North winners tonight down in the southern part of the state over New Albany, 65-60. And Evansville rivalry tonight, Wrights beating Central, 76-62. Fountain Central beating Faith Christian, 62-36. Let's go to Fort Wayne. Concordia beating North, 63-61. Another tight game, South beating Dwenger, 55-53. And Wayne beating Lures, 70-44. Fishers beating Franklin Central, 53-40. Frankton beat Elwood, 50-40. Prairie Heights over Fremont, 57-45. Greensburg winners over Lawrenceburg, 54-47. Guerin Catholic beating Lafayette Central Catholic, 60-54. Hagerstown over Union City, 51-47. Tipton winners over Hamilton Heights, 65-57. Henryville beating South Central Elizabeth, 49-46. And Adams Central all over Heritage, 71-41. Evansville Modern Day winner over Heritage Hills, 72-61. Kankakee Valley victorious over Highland, 63-54. Homestead beating Fort Wayne Northrop, 66-48. Covenant Christian winners tonight over Roncalli, 56-41. In Marion County, it was Metropolitan of Indianapolis beating Tinley of Indianapolis, 72-59. Jackson Dell winners over Oldenburg Academy, 40-34. Jasper beating Northeast Du Bois, 46-34. Bedford North Lawrence getting by Jeffersonville, 55-50. Kokomo winners over Lafayette Jeff, 49-43. Couts beating Boone Grove, 79-63. Chesterton squeaks by Lake Central, 49-47. Lakeland defeating Garrett, 57-38. Lakeland Christian beating Argus, 43-34. It was Eastern Hancock over LaPel, 52-48. Crown Point defeating LaPorte up in the region, 68-51. Culver over LaVille, 65-54. Linton Stockton, no issues with Eastern Green tonight, 79-42. Neither did Marion with Logansport, 83-53. Maconaquah beat Lewis Cass, 74-69. Oak Hill defeating Madison Grant, 60-29. Franklin defeating Martinsville, 70-52. And Anderson doubled up McCutcheon, 78-34. Valpo getting by Maryville, 81-77. Portage over Michigan City, 63-56. Southwestern Hanover winners over Maryland, 78-48. And in overtime up north, Goshen beat Mishawaka, 47-44. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. College basketball, women's college basketball. Indiana State losing to Belmont tonight, 65-51. Our own Brendan King on the call of this game. Hello, Mr. King.
Hello, Mr. Lovell. How are we doing?
Well, I'm not as lucky as you to be able to do an Indiana State women's game. But I am fortunate to be able to do Indiana Sports Talks. Glad to hear you. Yeah. I hear you're working with us tomorrow, though. Is that true? You're doing scoreboard updates tomorrow night?
Back tomorrow night, Coach. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a wild start to the month, of course, because Cubs convention happened a few weeks ago and then had some work last weekend, too. So definitely not a bad thing, Coach, but excited to be back in the saddle on Indiana Sports Talk tomorrow. By the way, it is official. I will be heading out to Mesa, Arizona for Cubs spring training in March. I'm going to be down there for a week, and I'm pumped about it.
Why not rub it in? I mean, it's okay. Number one, I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you, happy for you, jealous. I don't think there's any question about that, but I'm glad to hear that. And the Cubs organization is smart enough to understand talent and recognize talent, and so good for you. So before we talk more about that, tell me about this Indiana State women's matchup with Belmont tonight. Not good news for the Sycamores.
No, Coach. I mean, Belmont's a good team. Their coach's name is Bart Brooks. He's a young coach. He's 6 years into the job at Belmont, but this name may ring a bell, Coach. He is a disciple of the great Doug Bruno from DePaul. Doug Bruno has been at DePaul for 38 years.
I know Doug Bruno. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Doug Bruno, good coach.
I mean, he's a hell of a coach, Coach. And I've been lucky enough over the years to do a good amount of Butler women's games. And Coach Bruno has brought his DePaul team in for a lot of those games and broadcasts. So I've gotten to know Coach Bruno. Well, Bart Brooks was the lead assistant at DePaul during my time in college. And then he took the Belmont job. Well, Bart Brooks, he's been on the job for 5 years, Coach, and he's gone to four NCAA tournaments. Four. And he would have gone to five if they didn't cancel the tournament in 2020. Just a remarkable run for Bart Brooks, who is a really young, talented head coach. But to tell you about the game, they have a tremendous center coach. Her name is Madison Bartley. She had 24 points and 8 rebounds tonight. Indiana State got started pretty well. Anna McKendry had a nice game. She's a point guard, and she ended up leading the Sycamores in rebounding with 8, also had 13 points. The difference, Coach, was just the ball movement by Belmont. They were really, really good, crisp passing all night, and Belmont really just tired Indiana State out in the post, and that was the story of the game.
Well, you know, it's it's an out of conference matchup, but it's an important game. There's a lot of basketball to be played. So, who plays well for the Sycamores tonight?
Yeah, Coach Anna McKendry, who is one of their point guards. Again, she led the team in rebounding, and then Deljanae Williams had an off night shooting, still found a way to go home with 13 points. And then Indiana's own Hattie Westerfeld, she played at Batesville. Ran into some foul trouble, finished with 3 points, but she is one of the native Hoosiers on that Indiana State team, former Batesville great. So that's always cool when you can do a state school game and they recruit in-state well. That's part of being a state school. If you're not recruiting those around you, you're probably going to struggle because you're losing those recruiting battles. But Indiana State, they've recruited well for sure.
All right, so you are back with Indiana Sports Talk tomorrow night. You're going to be talking some football. You're going to be talking some basketball. You're going to be busy tomorrow night on the show.
We are going to have a night, Coach. We got some NFL playoffs. We've got some NBA. We've got some college hoops. Got a lot to talk about. It should be a lot of fun.
Should be a whole lot of fun. I'm excited about the opportunity to work with you, for heaven's sakes. Brendan King, the man. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Yes, the Indiana State women's basketball team dropping a tough one to Belmont tonight. Brendan, thanks. We'll look forward to tomorrow night's show. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Coach. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Coming up, we're going to spend more time talking about basketball. Just a reminder for everyone. Well, a couple of things. One, thank you so much for watching the Pairing Show. Greg Rakestraw and I, honored to be able to do that. I was honored to be sitting next to literally a human encyclopedia. And so Mr. Rakestraw is a freak of nature. And we had the numbers, I'm told, were phenomenal, quite frankly. We had 10,000 viewers of that. I'm told that that's a rather large number. So thank you all for watching. We're going to come back and talk with Brody Darbin from Fairfield, talk a little girls basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
And let's continue through a busy night of IHSAA basketball across the state of Indiana. Morgan Township beat Hanover Central 45-32. Edinburgh all over Morristown 71-41. In Hamilton County, it was the Noblesville Millers getting the best of the Royals of Hamilton Southeastern 49-40. North Davies, winners over Clay City 72-43. North Knox all over Washington Catholic 78-31. As was Southwood over North Miami 93-30. Western Boone squeaked by North Montgomery 40-39, as did Rensselaer Central over North Newton 44-42. North Putnam winners over Owen Valley 64-52. North Vermilion over Covington 57-45. Northwood defeats Warsaw 53-36. Paoli winners over Corden Central 68-44. Park Heritage defeating Riverton Park 61-38. Greenfield Central defeating handily Pendleton Heights 76-44. Penn beating South Bend Riley 76-61. Perry Central squeaking by Mitchell 54-53. Greenwood in low scoring affair defeats Perry Meridian 33-30. South Spencer over Pike Central 56-50. Decatur Central over Plainfield 69-61. Plymouth defeating Northridge 51-48. South Putnam winners over Providence Crystal Ray 58-48. Red Hill Illinois over Vincennes Reve 57-47. And Harrison West Lafayette over Richmond 55-42. We'll start looking ahead to tomorrow on the busy day of college basketball in our next update. I'm Brad Huber for Network Indiana Sports.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you join us. High school basketball tonight on the girls' side. Fairfield, 76-16 winners over West Noble. Brody joins us. Coach, congratulations on an impressive win tonight for you and your ladies.
Thank you, Coach. It was good to wrap up our regular season here with a win, and this win actually also helped us clinch the NECC regular season title outright. We had already clinched at least a share of it, so tonight's win got us that one, and we won the conference tournament just a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, the season's finishing up quite well for us.
You know, when you sit down with the young ladies at the over the summer and you're talking about goals, doing this and doing that, it's all about winning championships. You want to win the conference championship. You want to win the sectional. You want to win the state championship. You know what I'm saying? You're going through all those kinds of things. And so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you on that. We just, you know, another thing we got coming up here, obviously, is a sectional that we want to finish out the season right. We finished out our first two goals of the year with the conference tournament and the regular season. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to a good tournament starting next week.
Let's talk about tonight. Let's talk about the ladies that you felt like who played awfully well in this win over West Bowl.
Yeah, it was our senior night. So great thing we had three seniors just lead us in a lot of different ways. Morgan Gothrop had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Bailey Willard had 16 points and 7 rebounds. And Bria Garber had 14 points and 9 assists for us tonight. So the seniors really led the way here tonight.
All right, sectional 20, you know it. It's a very – you're hosting it. And so you got this same West Noble team coming up on Friday night, correct?
That is correct. We played them 2 weeks ago in the conference tournament, played them tonight, and then we've got them next Friday night.
I hope you and your ladies enjoyed our pairing show. I hope you were able to get together, have some fun. It's one of those lifetime memory type things. That's why I think this is such a cool week for everybody. You know, sectional week's a special week anyway, but, you know, the viewing parties and all of that on the pairing show are, I think, added bonuses, and I'm thrilled to death to be a part of it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, my roommate in college coaches over in Ohio, and we just kind of go back and forth a little bit. We just talk about how Indiana just does it different. And it is just, you know, it's Indiana Hoosier hysteria. And so, you know, those we got to rub it into those Buckeyes as much as we can.
You know what? We are lucky in our state. Number one, we play in the best venues in the country, maybe even the world, quite frankly. We play in, you know, think about it. You're playing at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, one of the acknowledged by most basketball people as one of the best arenas in the world. If you're on the football side, you play, you know, at Lucas Oil, all of those kinds of things. But the IHSA Champions Network, nobody does what we do in terms of pairing shows, state championships, the radio network, which I'm a part of. We do it upright in our state. And your pal from Ohio, you know, move to Indiana, get a job, and have some fun, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, just some of the venues we've been able to play at the last couple of years, to be able to go to the Berry Bowl and Logan Sport, we were able to do that. We mm-hmm. played at LaPorte venue, which is a really good venue. And we just, in the postseason play, we've been very fortunate to play at some really good places. Elkhart Northside Gymnasium is just down the road from us, and that's just great places to play basketball.
All right, so Greg Rakestraw and I talked about your sectional. So you tell me, you handicap it for me. You're coming in, obviously, ranked number 7 with 21 wins now. But this is it's different. It's all different when we get into tournament play. Tell me about some of those teams in your sectional.
Yeah, we played all our teams in a sectional, and with the exception of West Noble, a lot of them we played pretty early on. Northwood, Wawasee, and Lakeland are kind of on the bottom half of the bracket. We played them early on. They were kind of very youthful. When we played Northwood, they had a couple of major injuries. And every one of those teams is just, you can kind of see, just coming around a little bit. Like us, I think some of these teams are playing some good ball here at the end of their season as well.
Well, big win tonight, wrapping up a really good, successful regular season. Fairfield, number 7 in 2A action, or excuse me, 3A girls basketball. 76-16 winners over West Noble. Brody Darbin, thank you so much for the call, Coach. I appreciate it, and good luck next week.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome. Thank you for the kind words. Coming up, more basketball. We got plenty of basketball to talk about. A lot of college basketball coming up tomorrow. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night. I have to say it from time to time. I have to remind everybody. I'm glad you listened to us on Fridays. I mean, I really am glad you listened. We've done this for 29 years, if that seems possible. We have done this show. I've done it for 29. So, but in that entire span of time, there are a whole lot of people who have told me over the course of those 29 years, hey, I love listening to your show on Friday. And I always ask, how about Saturday? If you like us on Friday, I think you should like us on Saturday, because frankly, I think we're better on Saturday, to be honest. But Some people say I didn't even know you were on Saturday. So that's, you know, that's our fault. We need to do a better job of making sure everybody understands it. But join us tomorrow night because we're going to talk some college basketball. Pretty good schedule. It's getting interesting now. We're heavily into conference play, as everybody understands. Ohio State at IU tomorrow night. Big matchup. I mean, big matchup. Hoosiers playing awfully well, as everybody knows. Ohio State, look, conference play can wear you down. You know, you lose one or two that you didn't need to lose, and you're playing good teams. So this will be an important game, clearly, for both teams. Also, tomorrow afternoon, Seton Hall's at Butler. Dogs are struggling in Big East play. It's, as we all know, a difficult conference, and so it's an important game at Hinkle. Ball State at Northern Illinois. Cards have lost a couple in a row, need to bounce back. Northern Iowa is in Terre Haute to take on the Sycamores at the Hallman Center. Southern Indiana at UT Martin. The Aces of the University of Evansville are at Valpo. Division II play, UND, nationally ranked. You guys are good. They're at Lewis. It's a matchup up in Chicago. So those are just a few games, not the whole college slate for tomorrow. So join us tomorrow. Looking ahead, Sunday, Michigan State will be at Purdue, IUPUI on the road at Cleveland State. That's coming up tomorrow, I mean on Sunday. So that's a full day, full weekend of college basketball. It's also a fun weekend because you get a chance to watch the NFL divisional play this weekend too. So it's a great time. We got great basketball being played at all levels. Tough luck for the Pacers tonight. We'll talk about them a little bit later on in the show tonight. And again, join us tomorrow night. We'll talk some more basketball. And if you haven't already done so, make your plans for watching sectional action next week for the girls. Should be fun. And again, thanks for watching us on the Champions Network, IHSA Champions Network. Greg Rickstraw and I were honored to do it. And we personally thought it went pretty well, to be honest. And so we appreciate the opportunity and look forward to doing the boys pairing show. Jot this down, February 22nd. That's when we're doing the boys pairing show. So a lot to look forward to. Speaking of looking forward, we got a lot more basketball to talk about coming up after the scoreboard update with Brad Huber on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
And let's take a look at tomorrow's college basketball schedule. Coach kind of ran through Division I and Division II already. Division III tomorrow, Earlham will be at Anderson for a 3 o'clock tip-off. DePaul at Hiram College for a 2 o'clock tip. In-state battle, Franklin at Manchester at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Hanover at Defiance at 2. Mount St. Joseph's at Rose Holman will be a 1 o'clock start. Trine at Olivet, 3 o'clock. Kenyon College at Wabash for a 2 o'clock start. NAIA Bethel at Huntington, 3 o'clock tip-off. St. Ambrose at Calumet College of St. Joseph for a 4 o'clock start. Marion will play at Goshen for a 3 o'clock tip. Grace at Indiana West Lane, 3 o'clock. Holy Cross at Indiana Northwest for a 4 o'clock start. IU East will be at Rio Grande, Ohio, 3 o'clock tip-off. Point Park, Pennsylvania, IU Kokomo at 3. West Virginia Tech at IU Southeast at 3. Northwestern Ohio, Indiana Tech also at 3. Brasilia University at Oakland City, 4 o'clock. St. Francis at Taylor, big rivalry game, 3 o'clock tip-off tomorrow as well. Other games tomorrow, Fort Wayne Mad Ants will be at the Lakeland Magic, 7 o'clock tip-off. Jacksonville Iceman will run it back with the Indy Fuel at 7 o'clock. Fort Wayne Commons will play the Iowa Heartlanders at 8:05. Also, the racing season gets underway tomorrow. The Rolex 24 at Daytona gets underway for 24 hours beginning at 1:40 tomorrow afternoon. Several IndyCar drivers in the field, including Simon Pagenaud, Elio Castroneves, and Scott Dixon, all champions of the Indianapolis 500. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Reminder, Brad Huber getting married in 2 weeks. So send positive thoughts. We're excited about the upcoming nuptials. We certainly are. high school basketball would not be what it is in the state of Indiana without Hoosier Basketball Magazine. 53 years, the publication unrivaled by any other on the planet. Publisher of Hoosier Basketball Magazine, Kip Westner, joins me. Hello, Kip.
Hi, Bob. Well, we've almost been to February, huh? So the last weekend of January and
right.
Saturday, tomorrow will be a big day. We'll run through some of those games. But tonight, Chuck from my office was at the North Newton Rensselaer game, which wound up being a two-point exciting thriller. And from down south, Scott Whalen was at Borden and Orleans. And, boy, Orleans has really had an outstanding season. They play North Davies tomorrow night on the road at North Davies. So that'll be an interesting score to see. I need to try and see if I can find somebody to make it to that game. But Dale Lawrence, he was at Delta and Wapahani. Aiden Franks, 27 points, as Wapahani was able to win by eight points, two Delaware County rivals. And I was at the Brownsburg-Zionsville girls-boys doubleheader, and Layla Hull had like 26 or 28 points. It was really outstanding, and the boys' game was a low-scoring affair. I think it was 17 to 15 at halftime, and then 44 to 40. But that's this time of year, you know, whatever it takes to win and advance and move on and get ready for sectional play, right?
Sure. I couldn't put it any better. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. And I think, you know, if the regular season is any indication, this upcoming section will be tremendous. I think boys and girls basketball this year, you know, clearly, you know, South Bend Washington is a team that people have to pay attention to for the obvious reasons. They won it twice in 3A, bumped up to 4A, ranked number one. Clearly a tremendous basketball team, but there are some really, really good teams in 4A. I think all four classes, I think, will be relatively balanced. There clearly will be surprises, but I don't doubt for 1 minute we're going to have a tremendous tournament on both the boys and girls sides.
Yeah, Tuesday night, one of the headliners at Huntington North is Homestead and Columbia City, and both of those teams are having great years. I think Fort Wayne Northrop beat Homestead tonight, but you know, Homestead is always a team to be reckoned with. And I saw Fort Wayne Northrop against South Bend Washington a week or so ago, and they're very good. But Dale will be at Shelbyville when you got Franklin and East Central and Columbus North and Columbus East. That'll be a good matchup as well.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to Friday night.
Absolutely.
You know, with the sectional draw. Friday night at Noblesville, where no matter who the four teams are that advance, it will be outstanding. You know, I saw Zionsville tonight, but with Hamilton Southeastern, Fishers, and Noblesville, what are they all ranked in the top five in Class 4A, all in one group?
They are. That's pretty much
basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tomorrow, I just want to
mention, I know when Greg and I did the pairing show. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, the idea of the sectional is the draw matters, and it actually kind of at Noblesville with that Hamilton County group, it potentially, you know, you never know, but potentially you've got two incredible games with four teams on Friday, and then to see the winners to get through, because, you know, a lot of times you went on Friday night and it might be smooth sailing, but it's never smooth sailing in the sectional.
No, I mean, you have, you mentioned it. Noblesville's ranked number two, Zionsville number three, Fisher's number four, HSE number six. You look at all those teams. Westfield's 12-9, and that's the fewest number of wins of anybody in the sectional. So, Greg pointed it out his thought. I think that's a view shared by many. It's the most difficult sectional in the state. Granted, based on the number of ranked teams, but you're right. The draw in our state, the draw is everything. And I understand the arguments for seeding. I got all that, but part of this, though, is the concept of the luck of the draw. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. And in regard to our tournament, it is about sometimes the luck of the draw.
Well, yeah, and I think that that's why there's you have those viewing parties and you have the anticipation because you always obviously want to know who you're playing, but what night and what time frame.
Sure.
You know, 6 o'clock most time with the boys, they're playing at 7:30, and to play that early game at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday,
right.
You know, it's interesting to see how it maps out. And of course the coaches are just taking it one game at a time, but for the media, the fans, you know, the people who love the game, it's let's match this, pair this out and see where we go with the state tournament. And the regional will be intriguing as well when you have two games being played, but you'll cut down the nets for two
right.
regional champions on the same site and then have a really intriguing semi-state with a tournament, because I think that's when class basketball had their four games and four in one day, it's intriguing and it's fun, but the tournament aspect of the Final Four
right.
was always outstanding, and we'll get that with the semi-state this year for the state tournament in both girls and boys. So,
you know, I think it's going to be really cool. Go ahead.
I was just going to say about tomorrow, some big games. Terre Haute, this is interesting. Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South, they're playing at different times, both at home, and Scott will be at both locations in Terre Haute. Norwell is hosting an afternoon game, and Truman will be at the Norwell boys game. And then Muncie Central is hosting a tournament. So they got morning basketball at the Fieldhouse, which is one of my favorite gyms. And Clayton Bond from my staff will be there. But listen mm-hmm. to this deal for myself. University at Tipton Girls, 12:30 start. Pike mm-hmm. at Zionsville Boys, 3:30 start. Lewis Cass at Kokomo, 7:30 start. I'm going to try and hit all three of those locations tomorrow on the northern part of the state. So, like I said when we started this, when you're in January,
you
get close to February.
Right.
Wander,
well, it's good
Indiana,
to have the Hoosier basketball.
The Hoosier
good
basketball
to have the Hoosier basketball magazine helicopter.
Yeah, Gary Donner used to
That's
always
right.
talk about the Hoosier basketball magazine helicopter because that was one thing that intrigued him, you know, traveling the state. But the slogan's Wander Indiana, and I'm going to be up 31 again. I tore that road up last week, and I'm getting very familiar with 31 North.
All right. Well,
the final tidbit, Bob.
Perfect
is
time
Kroger,
of year.
Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, Payless. All four of those locations have copies of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. So if anybody has not gotten their copy, they can pick one up at one of those stores. That's Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, and Payless. In northern Indiana, Martin Supermarkets have them, and in southern Indiana, J.C.'s. So that's six locations, or you can always call 317-925-8200, and I'll point you in the right direction.
There you go. Can you squeeze us in tomorrow and update us on your trip, or are you going to
yes.
be busy?
No, I'll be happy to call. It might not be 11:30. I might try and call earlier, but yes, I will.
Call.
I would like to share about.
Call me whenever.
That I see. So sounds good. Enjoy the rest.
That's what I'm talking. I want to hear the trials. Yeah, I want to hear about the travels of Kip West. I'm looking forward to it. I'm living vicariously through your life, just so you know. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine, 317-925-8200. That's old school. Or go to HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. Kip, be safe tomorrow. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Coming up, scoreboard update. Last one of the night. Not to put any pressure on Brad Huber. Here he comes.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
A couple of college basketball games took part in the state tonight. Cleveland State got the best of the Mastodons of Purdue Fort Wayne, 79-74. IU South Bend got the win over Kent State Tuscarawas in Philadelphia, Ohio, 61-57. The Indiana Pacers fell to the Milwaukee Bucks, 141-131. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 41 points, leading all scorers. The Pacers now have dropped 9 out of their last 10 since Tyrese Haliburton got hurt. They need him back here soon. G League basketball, the Lakeland Magic beat the Fort Wayne Mad Ants 128-121. ECHL hockey, the Jacksonville Icemen scored 2 in the third period to beat the Indy Field 5-4, and the Fort Wayne Commons had no issues with the Iowa Heartlanders 5-2. College basketball tomorrow, the Indiana Hoosiers will host the Ohio State Buckeyes 8 o'clock on Fox tomorrow night at the Assembly Hall. Ball State Cardinals looking to snap a 2-game losing skid at Northern Illinois, 4:30 on ESPN+. Butler Bulldogs will host Seton Hall 4 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. In-state battle in the Missouri Valley Conference, Evansville at Valpo, 7 o'clock Eastern Time on ESPN3. Indiana State hosts Northern Illinois at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Notre Dame hosting Louisville at noon on ESPN2. Southern Indiana at Tennessee Martin at 4:30. The Greyhounds of Indianapolis will play at Lewis, a 4 o'clock tip. Purdue Northwest at Davenport as well, 3 o'clock tomorrow. A busy day of college basketball, busy day of high school basketball. Should be a lot of fun on the final weekend of January. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Their website, I encourage you to go there, is driven2savelives.org. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Again, the website, driven2savelives.org. Brad Huber, great job tonight. Well done, son.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Always fun to come in and do the scores, especially on a busy Friday night of high school basketball across the state. We're entering that fun time of year across the state with February right, Madness right. of the girls tournament beginning next week. Boys hot and heavy in their play. So we're getting to the nitty gritty now in high school basketball. Always a lot of fun to keep an eye on it.
No, we really are. I know what the date is. It just dawned on me when you said it. The last weekend in January. Good Lord. It's amazing. As I age, and certainly not gracefully, as I age, it just seems to go by a little bit faster, quite frankly. So basketball tomorrow is a busy day. Let's Milwaukee's very, very good, but you made a great point. You know, without Tyrese Haliburton, they are a different basketball team, are they not?
They are very much a different basketball team, and Tyrese Haliburton has been the star of this basketball team this year, and since he got hurt, it's been a struggle. They got Andrew Nembhard back tonight, but still wasn't enough. And seems like they're able to score. They scored 131 points. They just can't get the stops they need, allowing 141 points. And it's always tough when you play one of the best players in the NBA and Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring 41 of those for Milwaukee today. And they need to find a way to turn this around. Hopefully they will get Tyrese Haliburton back, and they have the All-Star break coming up here in a few weeks as well. So it'd be a good time to kind of take a step back, kind of reboot them for the rest of the season.
Right. Remind everyone, number one, it's hard to win. I don't care who you are. I don't care what. I say it all the time. It's very hard to win. Those of you who think it's easy to win, it's not. whatever sport, whatever level you're competing at, it's difficult to win. Secondly, I think it's pretty well chronicled that this is a relatively young Pacer team. They're young, they're exciting, their youthful exuberance is contagious, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, chemistry is a crazy, crazy thing. And if you take out a guy like a Halliburton and what it does to you, you know, you lose his particular skills, engaging everybody in the offense, being able to generate offense on his own. It's hard. And then the other part of it, too, is you know, when you're in a slump, which they are, sometimes it's hard to get that going the other way. That's difficult to do. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm hopeful that they get some time in the break and get everybody healthy and make a run at it in the second half, so to speak.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. This is a very young basketball team. A lot of expectations going into the seasons was that they were about a year or so away from really taking a step forward and making that push back to the playoffs. It was really good to see their success in the first half of the season. And, you know, fortunately, with Halliburton going down, they haven't been able to sustain that. But hopefully they'll get it back when he comes back here in the next week or so.
That's Brad Huber. Great job on the scoreboard updates. And best of luck in a couple of weeks on the upcoming nuptials. Thanks, Brad.
I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Scoreboard update with Brad. Well, short break here. Final thoughts. Final break. Final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us tonight. It's been fun. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Your website. As we mentioned, some great games coming up tomorrow in college basketball. Also, some great games coming up tomorrow in high school basketball. Can't talk enough about the sectionals. So, a great matchup tomorrow night here in central Indiana. Ben Davis is ranked number one, taking on Attucks. So Ben Davis won the Marion County tourney, Attucks won the city tourney. That's a big matchup. I like the Penn and Goshen matchup tomorrow. That's a good one. Kokomo, Lewis Cass, good. Jennings County at Connersville. Jennings County number 9 and 4A. Connersville number 13 and 3A. That's a tremendous game. Munster and Valpo. Also tomorrow night, Norwell hosting East Noble, South Bend, Washington hosting Crown Point. Always good matchups. One of the better ones down south, North Davies and Orleans. Get there early or you're going to be out of luck in terms of watching that game. Get there very early. Tickets will be hard to come by on that matchup without question. As we mentioned, it's a great time. I encourage you to watch some basketball tomorrow. So sit there in the confines of your own home. Watch a little basketball. Louisville-Notre Dame, great matchup in that one. Louisville struggling. Notre Dame, obviously, with the announcement of Mike Bray's retirement/resignation. Big matchup. I think everybody's fired up about this one for good reason. Ohio State at IU. These are two teams that are pretty good. Ohio State struggling a little bit. IU, on the other hand, playing very, very well. Coach Woodson back after a bout with COVID. Seton Hall at Butler. Dogs need a win at home in Big East play. Ball State at Northern Illinois. Need to bounce back after dropping a couple. Northern Iowa at Indiana State. Sycamores struggling a little bit themselves. Be good to get back home and pick up a W. University of Southern Indiana playing awfully well. You're at Tennessee Martin tomorrow. University of Evansville at Valpo. Valley game. UIndy at Lewis, traveling up to Chicago to play a very important GLVC game. Greyhounds, if they continue to play the way they're playing, might find themselves hosting a regional round in the NCAA Division II tournament. Sunday, Michigan State at Purdue. IUPUI, Cleveland State. Boilers just keep doing what they do. They just keep playing. The young guys don't play young. Young guys, I use this term all the time, they're fearless. And when you're fearless, you can win some games. Great job by Brad Huber and Parker Sawyer. Thank you so much to our great station to bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And thanks to all of you for 29 years. You made us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.